Okay, Perak Asiri Aloha Aleph. Aisha Shalach Balal Minata Yambo, Vamina made Balak Minisaka, Garba Balat, Semiza, Mizavitra, get Mizavizay, and look to Babylon Pirate for the Zona for the Lord. Lord Zabro Zevim, not Lamizom, is that Tarzor? Ravlad Mamzermizom is a Rose of Zemetamim, Lavlos of Zakaim, Lovinciata, Lomasea, Delva, Fratidera, Haita Bati Soda Salamina Kuna, but Levino and Maser, but Kangana Truma, in your church as ever, your church as there, your shim to Bata. Meitu Echav Shazeh Echav Shazeh Chotzin V'lo Miyabim. Okay, says the Gemara. Gemara the Tema and then Bezam and then Gimel Amin Alzah. Gemara the Tema Taman. Look, the same way that we learned before that Mivimat V'shirotan Shulshah Chadashim Shema Mubarotem V'ima Yuktanod Lo Ayu Ruyot Levlad Machzvinotam Miyad. So we said earlier we have the case where two we were Makadish two women, and they ended up mixing them up under the chuppah. So we have to wait 3 months to see if they're pregnant. But we said that in order, and that's to be machin between Zerakosh and Zerapos, because if they got pregnant from that night, so then both of them are going to be having mamzerim. So if, however, we said over there that if they're not in a position to get pregnant, so they're too young, so then we let them go back to their husbands right away. So we should say in our Mishnah that if they tell her that made Bala, she goes out as Nis'eid, and then her husband shows up. So it says Tetz'ei, it says over here Tetz'ei mi Bala, meaning Tetz'ei mi Bala Rishon. Why is this any different than the case of getting mixed up, where it says over there that she can be, after 3 months, she can go back, as long as there's Afkhana between Zerakasha and Zerapasa. Why is this different, in essence, than a case where two women get mixed up with two husbands, both of them were sleeping with someone who's an Ashes Ish, right, with another guy, and they did this with the best of intentions, thinking this was their husband and this was the halacha. It's exactly the same case. Why are we more machmir here than we're machmir there? The most we say over there is she has to wait for 3 months. And if she was too young to get pregnant, we wouldn't even have done that. We would have immediately said, okay, fine, go back to your husband. So over here, all of a sudden, we go to such a wild extent. What? Shanya notes. No comparison. Taman sha'achirim hit ubahen over there. When she was being brought into the chuppah, she has no idea. She's got her veil, she's got the people walking her down to the chuppah, they hand her over to the husband, and she's totally not making any choices, not coming to any conclusions. She's simply doing what any human being does under those circumstances. Yeah, and here, and over here, witness shows up, tells her husband is dead. I understand. Besdin says you can rely on the witness. She's doing what anybody else would do. Well, why is that different? I mean, you're not explaining yourself. Ah. But, Knas Konsuba, Shtei Bodeket Yafa. The idea over here is that the whole mission is based. You're right. Mi'ikar Adin, you're 100% right. It would be exactly the same case. But, we view it as Hitru. In other words, we make her responsible by making these halachas. And by doing so, she's bodeket yafa, but indeed it's only a din drabbanan in order that lechatchila she should be the one who is bodeket, even though the witnesses showed up, because she wants to make sure that she's not going to destroy her whole life.
It's rather quick to get to that point.
So, the yiknesu, Yerushalmi is very good at that. The yiknesu baitzel asheni veloiknesu baitzel rishon. I mean, okay, I understand that. I mean, obviously, she loses her rights to anything that she thought she had with the second one, but I mean, do we have to go so far to be connoisseur to the one that she was really married to? She got married to him better. She would have loved to remain married to him better. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Pshat is over here, that since people are going, they will have no idea that she got married over here because of the aid. They will say that, you know what, she jumped to conclusion, she's been sleeping with this guy. So it's Mireach Erva Nag'uba, because of the fact that people will say, well, you see, when a woman jumps to conclusion about what she can do, it's okay. She never went to Besdin.
Nobody ever, I mean, here he is, he showed up. There sure wasn't very good proof that he was dead. So apparently, you know, as long as a woman follows her heart and does what she thinks is right, she's not called a santa, and she can go right back to her husband. So they'll end up being mako on the whole sugya. Okay, but at least me'atah lo teitzuchav imena get. You're telling me now that she's a zona, basically, with the second guy. So, I mean, if the whole point is that we're trying to create a matzav in which it will be clear to people that this is nus, why are we saying she's going to get? You seem to be tending in opposite directions. Saying mireya erva. Because of that, we don't want people to think that there was any heter over here. Then you say she needs a get. If she needs a get, so you say it's a kosher marriage. So which direction are you doing? You worried that people will think that she was married or she wasn't married? So miyata lo tzuchayim en a get? No, that's different. Shani, you should be said, oh, they're a heter. I mean, look, we're saying over here, there are people who know that Lamaisa, she got married correctly with witnesses. Okay, they don't know that the situation over here was that the whole thing was a toast. So who knows what they're going to think? Maybe they'll think that she was misganesh. And that was the head. That the witnesses came and they come. So unlikely. Witnesses came, the husband died, and then he shows up. And that's a crazy story. That's page one news. So they figure, yeah, okay, so she had a get, married to this guy. Oh, look, she changed her mind. She wants to go back to her first husband, so she doesn't need a get. So they'll say, an ancient thesis, you have to get in cases where she was married to somebody else. We have to worry about that too. You're right that it tends in opposite directions, but we got to worry about two groups of people. We got to worry about the group of people who know that there was Aedas. And you got to worry about the group of people who think that she just went in and did whatever she felt like or she thought it was okay. That's the point. Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, that's not why you need to get Mishim. I say, Omer Ani, Shema, the first man, Yama, doesn't take into consideration Gita. He just takes into consideration the fact that Reboah ate him, and that we don't know what happened. All we know is that we saw her leave the guy without a get. Shmuel says, no, it's because of the fact that maybe they'll make the mistake of Shilach Laget Mimedina Sayyam, which is the way the Bavli has it. That's the only chashash. They might think that that was the entire issue that was matter lechatchila. Heisiv Reb Chagai k'mu Rebbe Zeira. So Reb Chagai asked in front of Rebbe Zeira. Vataninah, and later on we're going to see in the Mishnah that Amrula made ba'aleich me'et katsha. V'achagach ba ba'ala. Mutar lachzorla. So when you have over here, he ate him, or even an ate after, your husband died. She went out of his makabel's kedushin. Her husband shows up before she gets married. So she's allowed to go back to her husband. But according to you, Shmuel, if you're telling me that in such cases where a woman acted on the basis of testimony, that the basis of that action may be viewed by others as the result of a get, so then how do we allow her to go back to the other one? Elamai, we give her a get. If we give her a get to them, people are going to say that she was married to somebody else and now got married, went back to her husband. If the point over here is that maybe he gave her a get, and now he's back, so people will say that she went ahead and had been married to the guy, and her husband had sent her a get. So now, if she goes out without a get, you got the same problem. So they're going to say, okay, I guess Anashis Ish can go back out without a get as long as she's going back to her original husband. That's what you said was the problem over here. But if that's the case, then she should be asura to go back to the husband, because, I mean, if she gets a get, then he'll say, mazagusha soy after Eris in his mutter. So what's going on? Is it not true? So therefore, there's something wrong. Alek Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, it must be going Aliv Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, who says that a mazagusha soy is dafka where she was after Eris, which she already had an assuming. But indeed, al stadin mazer grushato, there's no iser if there was only an erisin. So then, enochinami, she can go back to her first husband, and indeed, he gives her a get. So what's the problem? If Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, we had this earlier before in the beginning of the Masechta, that a mazer grushato from erisin is mutaris. So then there's no problem. Ask the Gemara, we'll wait a minute. ולמודי רבי יוסי בן קיפר שמנתן לה האחרון גט, פסלם הנקונה, and how about if the first husband was a Kohen? If the second husband is going to give her a get, so certainly it's viewed as a reyach get, right? So if you're telling her that she needs a get, so it certainly should be. I mean, then it's for sure a reyach get. Vatanina afa pish natan la'echron get, lo paslam and akuna. Later on we're going to see that when the Mishnah says over here that she needs a get, in the case where they tell her mate balev, and she had only had erisin, if he gave her a get, continues the Mishnah over there, lo paslam and akuna. Why? Because it's not even called reyach get. So then that means that Shmuel is wrong. Shmuel says she's muteres lachzul rishon. Over here, that means that we're not chayish for the need of a get, because we don't think that there was a get from the rishon. But Shmuel is saying the meaning in the opening Mishnah of the Perek is because we are chayish that she needed it, that she got a get, and therefore needs a get menasheni. Make up your mind. How could you possibly have it both ways? Rabbanan did they say the shame Rabbi Yilam? They answer the Pshatas like this. Kidei levareri surosho rishon. When we say that she needs a get misheni, because of the fact that people will say that she was nisgar, she really meant a rishon, she got married, beta minasheni, that is in order to make it very clear that she's not allowed to go back to her first husband. It's part of the takana. So if we allowed her to leave the second guy without a get, so then, if she would go without a get
from
the second guy, so people would say that really she wasn't married to the second guy, and he's not being mazik rishosa. Why can't he get married? Must be there was a get. He only gave erisin, something like that. So there, when we go ahead now and say no, he needs a get, so that they were really married. If you think that this guy's allowed to take his wife back, what do you think? A guy's allowed to take his wife back here? Let's say you even think that there was gerish, and that's why the second guy needed a get. But you know that once a man marries a woman who was married to somebody else, the first guy can't have her back. So in order to be mechazik, that iser, it's kedivara iser. So to be mechazik, that iser, the requirement is for a get. That's the point. And so Mamela, it's no contradiction. Mashenkin, in the case of the Mishnah later, when we tell her mate Vala and she only got Kedusha, she was never Asura on the first husband. So over there, people will assume that indeed she wasn't Mikudesh, she never went to the Chopa. And therefore, even if he went ahead and gave her a get, nobody's going to make the mistake of thinking that she's Ksula Lakuina. They won't even see it as a reyach get. Because if it were a get, why is she allowed to remarry the guy? They'll understand that. Therefore, there's no problem. Okay? So, beginning.